Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are cooking up a storm here in Visalia, California at Quail Park. And we have an incredible recipe that I think you're really going to like. And I've only had this once before, and it wasn't that great. So I figured, how can we make this better, and how can we make our listeners really appreciate and understand the real passion that goes behind a grilled salmon potato salad? Let's get started. What we're going to need first are 3-ounce salmon. Now, I only do 4 because remember, there's 4 people in my family. Y'all know that already. But remember, depending on how many people in your family, you want to make sure that everybody gets at least 3 ounces of salmon. This can be served as something for a potluck. This can be served as a main course. But I promise you, it is a really, really amazing recipe. And the reason why, using the locality of local, seasonal, amazing salmon and fruits and vegetables, we can bring this thing to life. What we're going to do is we're going to take our salmon. We're going to make sure that they are nice. And I don't want to oil salmon because salmon is a very naturally oiled fish. So we don't want to oil the salmon at all. We want to make sure, though, that we have good seasoning on there because it will stick to our grill. Then we're going to take fingerling potatoes. We're going to cut those fingerling potatoes in a complete half because we're going to put that flesh part of the potato, the inner part of the potato, down on the grill. But those are all going to be tossed in a little bit of oil. So you guys are kind of getting this pattern. Whenever we grill vegetables and fruits, we got to make sure there's some kind of oil. Otherwise, they will stick with the natural sugars. And potato with the natural starch, it will. But even though the potatoes are smaller and they're a waxy type of potato, they will stick. So we still want to make sure there's a little bit of oil on there, and a little bit of salt and pepper always is good for crust. We're going to go ahead and cook those, and once those are fully cooked, our salmon take about 8 minutes on the grill at three-ounce portions, and they're beautiful little salmon portions, I promise you. We're going to leave those whole because what we're going to do is mix together our fingerling potato. We're going to mix in 1 cup of mayonnaise, 1/4 cup of Dijon mustard. Salt and pepper are always to taste, some crispy bacon, purple onions, and some fresh scallions. We're going to mix that all together, and I want that to sit for at least an hour before we start because it's better this dish cold than hot. And even the fish, you would think, oh, we're going to eat cold fish. It's so much refreshing and so much better than having a nice hot piece of fish. We're going to take that mixture. We're going to put that on top of the salmon. And I like to cover the salmon completely in the mixture and put that back in the fridge for another 10 minutes. And you serve that on a nice cold plate that you've chilled in the freezer for about an hour. And enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.